Hey there, bunny. How was work? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you want to talk about it? That's okay. You don't have to if you don't want to. I don't want you to force the whole conversation thing if you're not really feeling it. I know how things can be when it's just a busy day. The last thing you want to be is reminded of how tired you are. Do you think that cuddling could help? I mean, it's not going to hurt, right? Oh, there, there, bun. Mommy's got you. It's all going to be okay. You're home now. Work's over, right? We can leave it there, at work. I know that's easier said than done, so consider it my mission to find ways to distract you, bunny. It's all going to be okay. I promise you that. Nuzzling against my chest as I pull you closer. Don't want there to be any space between us. Want you all to myself, bunny. Yes, I do. You're my favorite person in the world. Mommy wants to spend as much time with you as possible. And if that also means holding you like this, then who am I to complain? Any excuse to cuddle with you is a good excuse, bunny. To help take your mind off things, would you like to hear about Mommy's day? Well, it was a fairly easy one, I'm gonna warn you. I woke up and gave you some kisses to wake up, like always. It feels like the sun doesn't rise if I don't get at least one sleepy kiss from you. Then I took a shower and got ready for work while you did your morning routine. Then I kissed you goodbye and I went upstairs to my computer and started working. I had like 2, 3 really long meetings, mostly about budget plans for the next quarter, if we need any more employees for the upcoming holiday season, stuff like that. Then I sent out a few emails, and I spent a lot of time thinking about what the two of us were going to do when you got home. Originally, I planned on cooking dinner for us, but now I'm thinking you need all the one-on-one time with mommy that you can get, right? So we can just order takeout if you want. That way you don't have to let mommy go for even a second. We can spend the rest of the night being lazy on the couch, watching bad movies or trash shows. Enjoying each other's company. There's nowhere else you need to be right now, bunny. No. You're at home, safe and happy, laying on mommy. I'm always going to be here for you, pets. Yes, I am. Whether it's just some reassurances after a long day or if it's something bigger that you can't handle, I'm always willing to lend an ear. I love listening to you speak. I could hear you ramble for hours and never get bored. Some of my favorite nights are the ones when you decide to start telling me about new things that happened in the lore, and you're just so excited that you have to tell someone. Your eyes glint up in this way that's so precious. You always end up with this giant smile on your face, happily answering all my questions. And I get to watch my favorite person be happy. It's a win-win for the both of us. But something tells me that you aren't in the mood to ramble. You've been awfully quiet, which means there is a lot on your mind, Bunny. It's okay. Mommy's here. Mommy's not going to go anywhere. I'm here when you're ready to share. Mommy is always going to support you. There's nothing you could do or say that would make me want to push you away. No. You're my entire world, Bunny. I love you more than you could ever know. I want you. Always and forever. One bad day isn't enough to make me want to leave. Nor do I think any less of you for not having a good day. We all have bad emotions. It's part of what makes us human. There's nothing wrong with it. But I need you to express those feelings so they don't eat you up inside. That's what I'm worried about, Pet. You tend to bottle things up and only speak when you're on the verge of having a breakdown. If I can, I would like to help you stop spiraling before it gets too bad. But even if I can't, that's okay. You can spiral all you need. I'll be here for you. Mommy's not going anywhere. Mommy's going to stay right next to you and take care of you. Give you whatever you need. All you have to do is ask, and I'll get it for you, Bun. Your happiness is the most important thing to me. You're the love of my life, and I can say that with certainty. I don't want anyone else. Not the way I want you, Pets. You're everything Mommy wants. I love you, Bunny. To the moon and back. Or any of those other silly little sayings. You are the only one that I want. You're everything I need, Bun. Even like this. Whether you're having the best day of your life or the worst day, I'm simply not going anywhere. You're not alone anymore, Bunny. You have me to help you. Or did you forget? I'm not trying to say something just to make you smile. I'm speaking from my heart. I care about you more than I've ever cared about anyone before. You're my pet. Mommy's Bunny. There's no one in the world who could replace you. I love everything about you. From how you can say some of the wildest shit with a grin on your face, to some of the dumbest things I've ever heard and make me snort while laughing. When I have a question about something, you call me stupid, but then you tell me how to do it so that I don't make a fool of myself. You're able to keep me sane, even on my worst days. And your presence, well, it's enough to ground me. You are capable of so much more than you know, Bunny. I promise you that. Mommy sees nothing but potential in you. You're the most amazing person I've ever had the privilege of getting to know. I thank my lucky stars every single day that we met and that you agreed when I asked you out on a date. Mommy was a little worried she came off as aggressive. But you didn't seem to mind, did you? I think you told me you weren't used to being asked on dates. And I simply didn't believe that. I mean, how could someone as hot as you not be asked out constantly? It made no sense to me. You're everything that I want, Bunny. You're so amazing. I love you so fucking much. There's no one else I would rather grow old with than you. I don't see a future if you aren't in it, Bunny. Mommy wants you, and only you. No one else would be able to take your place. You make me want to be a better person. You're so amazing, Bunny. I'm so lucky to have you all to myself. Mommy loves you so much, pets. You make me the happiest woman alive all by being yourself. You're perfect just the way you are. You don't have to try to be something you're not. All you have to do is be you, and that's enough. That's who I fell in love with. That's who I want. It's always you, Bunny. Even on your worst day, when you feel like you aren't worth all the trouble, I will always, always pick you. I don't want you to forget. You belong to Mommy Pet.